This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Predictably dysfunctional. That's the way I describe the work of Congress right now. With so much to do and so much depending on our work, Congress has recessed and won't be back to work until September. September 5th for the Senate, September 12th for the House. Remember, the end of the fiscal year is September 30th. And among our most important assignments is to fund the doggone government. That's October 1st. And with only a dozen days left on the House calendar, it doesn't look too good for getting our work completed on matters of appropriations. In fact, on Thursday, we passed on the floor of the House the Military Construction and Veterans Bill without a single Democrat vote and two Republican defections, 219 to 211. That bill should be the easiest to pass. After all, it takes care of our veterans. But it signaled to me, and likely to our leadership, that the sledding gets a lot tougher from here on out. We have 11 more bills to deal with, and it appears likely to me that getting 218 votes from the Republican Party, remember we won't get any Democrat support, is going to be a heavy lift. I can name you several Republicans right now who won't vote for the remaining bills because they don't go far enough to cut spending. Keep in mind that even though we've cut spending in these bills, the Senate is marking its bills to the debt ceiling agreement. The two sides aren't even close. So I'm predicting we will be on a CR come October, and that's Exhibit A to the dysfunction I mentioned earlier. We will have three more months to work out our differences, or we're going to trigger language in the debt ceiling agreement that puts us on a CR based on the 2023 numbers, minus 1%. Not a good outcome either. We need to finish our work, and to think we've just gone home until after Labor Day is unfortunate. We also have the Farm Bill, the National Defense Authorization Act Conference, flood insurance, TANF, FAA reauthorization, many other issues that also need our attention. If this was a private sector company, the board would fire company leadership for taking vacation with so much work to do. I'm pretty sure our board, the electorate, will weigh in on this dysfunction come November of 2024. I will use my time in August to visit Arkansas troops in Germany training Ukrainians, and then back home traveling my district to get a finger on the pulse of what my constituents are thinking. I look forward to those visits. Back to the Milcon VA bill. I voted for it. I voted yes, because in that bill is important funding for Ebbing Air Force Base in Fort Smith to help facilitate the FMS mission coming to the valley. Try to stay cool during this heat wave, and I hope to see you soon. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.